The Sable Trail Pipeline will carry natural gas through parts of Alabama and Georgia and 12 counties in Florida. It's scheduled to be completed in 6 to 7 months. In Florida, protesters have set up at least 3 camps near the construction sites. Activist Catherine Berenson said she's worried the pipeline could pollute water in North Florida, then trickle down through the Everglades into the rest of the state.
The thing is, this whole water system's connected, and once that pipe leaks, what happens here when it not only erodes, but it also comes down to Miami, goes through the entire peninsula and out into the ocean?
Bobby C. Billy is with the Council of the Original Miccosukee Seminole Nation Aboriginal Peoples in Central Florida. He said the pipeline projects in Florida and North Dakota endanger clean water supplies and threaten the rights of indigenous peoples.
We need your help. The people fighting pipelines need your help. Because we are fighting for your future generation.
A group of Florida military veterans leaves this week for North Dakota to join the protest there. And a solidarity march against the Dakota Access Pipeline is planned for 6 p.m. Friday at Stranahan Park in Fort Lauderdale. I'm Kate Stein in Miami.